You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are excited to continue this teaching this week all about health. This is our year to release the old and embrace the new. And we must embrace a healthy lifestyle. Jesus had a healthy lifestyle. He was able to walk the walk from town to town.
Healthy.
His people came from afar to follow him by foot.
Yes.
So they were healthy. They had an element of health. And Jesus promoted health because he was continually healing those who were sick. They were being brought to him. People had the ability to bring, without modern technology as cars, trains, and flights and such, they had the health, they had the strength to be able to bring the sick to him. So health is very important. Our health is our wealth.
I believe one of the fundamental principle and teaching of the church should be based upon good health. It should base upon good health. And if we follow the teaching of Jesus Christ, that the disciples and the disciples, the multitude followed Jesus, and they come there mostly to be healed. Everywhere Jesus goes. So Jesus was a promoter of good health because they all come to Jesus to be healed. There were two things when we studied the life of Jesus, why people were drawn to him, because they were sick. And the second reason why people were drawn to him, they were hungry. So you always see those two things. They were hungry, and they're drawn to Jesus because Jesus has answered. Yeah, they feed the hungry and heal the sick and tell them salvation. Tell them there's a better way out. Tell them of eternal life. And I think we sometimes, in the, our world, we live in a world of plenty. So we ignore the basic teaching of Jesus Christ. And that's why today we have so many sick people. And the church has little or no answer because we're not touching that subject. We leave that for the doctors, okay, and for the hospital. And as a church, if Jesus was here today, I think his big emphasis would be upon good health. Would be upon good health. And so as Christian and in this broadcast here, we're going to continue to promote the lifestyle of being healthy and release bad habits. Release those bad habits and embrace good habits. So this year we're talking about releasing the old and embrace the new. Here's one thing you can release this year. Bad habit.
Yeah.
My bad habit in eating. And I don't care my body because my body is the what? The temple of the living God. And since my body is the temple of the living God, I should protect it. I should care it. And I think we don't put value on that. And the only time is when we get what? Sick. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead, Dad.
Yeah. So 3 John verse 2 says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers." So our soul is our mind, our thinking, our feeling, and such. So we have to see our health as being important.
Right.
We have to see is that it's going to take some effort in order to maintain our health. It takes effort to go the other way, to go astray, to go into sickness and disease.
Yeah.
And then it takes effort to come, to cut off some old habits and to come into health and wellness.
And you use the two words, health and wellness. And our righteousness is from the Lord. Our righteousness is from God. And we are expected to walk in righteousness. And to walk in righteousness is to walk in truth.
Yeah, well, years ago when Jesus roamed the earth, they didn't have gyms to go to. They had no subscriptions to Planet Fitness.
That's right.
How did they get their exercise? They walked and they walked.
Yes.
And so that we were meant to move.
Yes.
You know, we were meant to move. And also, how did they get their food? Did they have Publix? Did they have, you know, they were probably grew their food. So
yes.
Now we came so far away from this, especially in this country. We are the land of plenty.
Yes.
And so we have so much more temptation because we have McDonald's on every corner. We have Dunkin' Donuts. And these foods appeal to our taste buds so much. So we really have to try to fight it because it's right there, you know. But I always say to myself, and Pastor Diana already said this to you about the donut. I mean, it takes you a minute to eat a donut. It passes your lips. You taste that beautiful sweetness, and then it's gone.
Yeah.
And you have to work in the gym an hour just to burn the donut. So don't eat the donut.
Go ahead, Diane.
In Daniel chapter 1, where we left off last week, we were looking at the lifestyle of Daniel.
Yes.
And the foods that they ate. You know, sometimes we hear Daniel fast and we think that they only abstain from certain foods for a certain period of time.
Yeah.
But that was their lifestyle. That was their custom, to eat of the vegetables of the ground, to drink water.
Good teaching.
And then when the king came and wanted to give them another menu, the king's delicacies, it was that which they abstained from. They said, no, don't give us the menu that you have provided, the delicacies that you have set aside, the drinks that you have set aside. Just let us to continue in what we know, the diet that we know, that produced the characteristics that you got us for, right? Because they were obtained, they were taken into captivity because they had certain characteristics.
Yes.
In Daniel chapter 1, verse 4, it says that they had no blemish, that they were good looking.
Yes.
They were gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge and quick to understand, that they had an ability to serve in the king's palace. So they had an ability to learn. If they were to teach them, that they would learn. So these characteristics, these attributes were produced through the foods that they ate. It gave them the ability to be mentally sharp. It gave them the components of health for them to be called good looking, for them to be able to serve. You know, you can't serve and do everything that you want to do if there's limitations in your body. So they said, hey, test us now. They said, okay, we're going to do it. We're going to compare you guys with your lifestyle, the way you eat, and we're going to compare you to those who eat of the king's delicacies, and we're going to put you side by side after 10 days, and we're going to see who looks better. So it was proven now that they looked better. That those who were there in this training camp that were eating of the king's delicacies, when they were put side by side with Daniel and his friends, them continuing in their lifestyle, the way that they ate, they looked better.
Better. And not only that, you go to talk, Emily, but I got to jump in.
Yeah.
Not only that they looked better, mental sharpness. Mm-hmm. They were mentally sharper. And so when you're mentally sharp, you learn better. Mm-hmm. And your understanding is better. And it all comes from nutrition. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, whatever's on the inside reflects on the outside. I know I've seen people that are smokers and their skin is different. So we have to take care of ourselves on the inside so that it reflects on the outside. You can more or less see a healthy person and a sick person. And also, we also have to take care of our spirit. That's also on the inside. So we have to look inward in order to appear outwardly good.
Yes. I want to stop here and explain, and you guys can jump in. When we talk about good health here, the responsibility is on us. And that responsibility is not on God. So don't get it twisted. So when we are here teaching good health, we're talking about things that we have the ability to do, not things that God going to do for us. The things that we know what to do and how to do it, it is our responsibility, not God's responsibility. It's my responsibility, it's your responsibility to live a healthy lifestyle. And once you are living a healthy lifestyle, you now can do the things that God would ask you to do because you're physically fit. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. When we look at people who have, you know, different types of addictions, be drugs or alcohol, we have an expectation. Look, leave it alone. Don't do it.
Yeah.
But then when people have addictions and such to food and an unhealthy lifestyle, it's just overlooked.
Yes.
Like it's not harming them. But it is harming them. So it's the same way that if when somebody is caught up in addiction of drugs and alcohol and such, it's the same with the food. Yeah, we extend grace, but you don't promote to continue to partake in those things which are detrimental to health. So we have to have the knowledge, you know, and in the church, it's not really talked about. We teach right. about love. We teach about money. Make sure you get your tithe, yeah. your offering.
Yeah.
We tell you don't hold unforgiveness in your heart. You know, transform your mind through the reading of the word. But how often do we hear a sermon about health?
Yeah.
And because why? Because it steps on people's toes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's true. Like sometimes when I say I have a sugar addiction, people laugh. Ha 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 ha. No, it's the same as a drug addiction. I'm telling you why. She just said it. Pastor Diana said it because it doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
You know, you're not driving drunk. You're not stealing because you need to get the drugs. You're just eating. So the only person you hurt is yourself. But an addiction is an addiction.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it is a requirement, especially for Christians, to demonstrate a healthy life. And it comes from what we are doing. So it's not a magic wand that God pours some oil in your head and you become healthy. No, that doesn't work that way. You have to make the quality decision that, like Daniel, and we'll stick on that, to do what which is right.
Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you
count.
Looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 a.m., 94.7 FM, The Christian Voice of Brevard.